Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Texas and the federal government are headed to court.
The U.S. DOJ sent a letter to Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying if the state doesn't forego enforcement of Senate Bill 4 by January 3rd, the U.S. will pursue all legal remedies to do so. Signed into law earlier this month by Governor Abbott, it creates a state criminal offense to cross the border from Mexico into Texas illegally and empowers state and local police to enforce it.
The goal of Senate Bill 4 is to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas.
Migrant rights groups have already filed suit in federal court to block it. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Maine's Secretary of State says Donald Trump is ineligible to be on the state's Republican presidential primary ballot under the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Maine allows the Secretary of State to disallow candidates without a court or legislative ruling. This case will surely make it before a state court judge to overturn the decision. In the meantime, the effect of the ruling has been suspended.
American sailors and Marines are moving into the eastern Mediterranean, says CBS's David Martin.
Joining another amphibious ship already there, that gives the U.S. military a much greater capability to evacuate Americans from Lebanon if the simmering conflict between Israel and the Iranian-backed terrorist group Hezbollah boils over.
Iran says it has executed four, quote, saboteurs linked to Israel's intelligence service. Almost 5 million blenders are being recalled because they're unsafe, says CBS's Matt Piper.
BlendJet 2 even cleans itself.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says the BlendJet 2 portable blenders can overheat or catch fire, and the company has received 329 reports of blades breaking during use to date.
The 17th annual Times Square Good Riddance Day gave people a chance to throw out, shred, or smash something that they wanted to rid themselves of.
We are throwing away time spent in hospitals. Bye-bye.
I got low self-esteem, low confidence, and fear. It's really good to just do away with it. You know, it's sometimes you need the physical manifestation. It puts a pen to the paper, if you will.
Good Riddance Day is inspired by a Latin American tradition in which people stuff dolls with objects representing bad memories and then set them on fire. Students in a suburban St. Louis school district can now take elective Black History courses. It's a reversal of the conservative-led school board's decision last week to cancel those classes, but the board says it must first approve the curriculum, which it says must be, quote, politically neutral. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents will meet again Friday morning. On Wednesday night, they fired UW La Crosse Chancellor Joe Gao after they learned he was making online pornography. The Board of Regents will meet in closed session to discuss ongoing personnel matters and to talk with legal counsel about potential litigation. Young people of color are still going to prison at disproportionate rates. Advocates for alternative sentences say young people need to be better equipped for life after incarceration.
It's not only about a public safety argument, though I think it's very important to recognize that kids who are held in these facilities are in fact more likely to reoffend and more likely to reoffend on a more serious charge the next time.
Joshua Rovner is the Youth Justice Director for the Sentencing Project. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but I'm proud of myself for that. But they're feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL, the Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
I mean, like, yeah, it was. I mean, like, it was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline, but then when I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s, a light northwest wind. On your Friday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies with upper 30s in the late day. Saturday, a few more clouds and a little cooler, with highs in the middle 30s. Currently 29 degrees.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition, a happier, happy hour. Last live show before the end of the year. No Dom, but I got the great Nate assisting me, lightly screening your phone calls. And the greatest part about this show so far, the breaking news. If you weren't here in the first hour, you did miss some very relevant breaking news. The inside plotting of the coup, the procedural coup, the fake electors plot. And Cheeseborough has given lots of testimony now to the Michigan investigators. And also reportedly by CNN, giving testimony to the Wisconsin Attorney General's office within the last couple weeks. So I see that as an encouraging step forward. And he also reported, or the sources familiar reported, that Cheeseborough gave lots of testimony about how they actually got the fake electors from Wisconsin to D.C. And they apparently... I described it as a patsy. They needed a patsy. No, they needed a co-conspirator. And the co-conspirator was U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And while we've heard the denials, and, you know, it's hardly adequate, the denials of Ron Johnson about his participation, we know he's willing to do a hell of a lot more. If called upon, he was willing to do more. So this hour... You know, other than sort of soaking in the relevance of this breaking news, and we'll take your response to it at 844-967-2789. I would like to nominate this as the number one denial of 2023, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson describing his participation in the fake electors plot soon coming to a courthouse near you, perhaps? Question mark. Play it.
My lack of involvement was seconds worth of texting.
But I would have hand delivered the false electors, the coup plot vessel, directly to the vice president's hands. Just ask me, I'd do that. So that was reinforced in hour number one, and new sound, and a few regrets from the Cheeseborough. I don't feel bad for you, Cheeseborough. 844-967-2789. Cam, you've been holding longest. Appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
I think that you're pretty close with the number one
nomination, unless you're restricting it specifically to the Republican Party. But Elon saying earlier this year that he held his dying child in his arms, and that's why he will never reinstate Alex Jones's Twitter account, only to do it later anyways, I think is pretty up there. But I'm not a judge.
I was unaware that Elon Musk had told the story about a dying child and a pledge made, and then to go back on one's pledge to a dying child? That would seem somewhat horrendous. I was unaware of that story. You broke it to me, Kim.
He did it all. Sorry, I guess. I'm not the one that wants to give dying child news, but yeah, it's regarding his child. Now, do you use Reddit at all?
Only when it's reported elsewhere. Then I'll go back to the source material occasionally, but I don't ever start there. What's that?
That's good. You're saving yourself time. That's good. I brought it up because I have a burning question that I feel like your channel is like the only way that I think I can get an answer. Because sites like Reddit or Twitter, they make it really hard to ask conservatives questions that you can actually get answers to. The conservative subreddits on Reddit, if listeners don't understand, it's like forums where you can ask questions or post anything about it in specific topics. The moderators lock these subreddits to only verified conservatives, so you can't make any questions that you want to ask seen unless you're a verified conservative. How they verify, I don't know. But I bring it up because how are people on the right so defending any of this stuff? They do the whataboutism about like Hunter Biden or Joe Biden crime family. If they have crimes, I don't think I know anyone on the left that's like, no, we have to defend them at all costs. Bring them to trial. Take them to court. Why don't we see the same thing on the right? It feels like gaslighting, but like unintentionally, because I don't think most of these people are smart enough to do it. There's people's mother and fathers of, or even daughters and sons of these U.S. spies that were killed, that supposedly the Trump administration leaked those names of spies. It's just, oh man, it boils my blood.
Cam, appreciate you listening. I've been trying to listen with one ear and do a little research with the other ear because, you know, I did not want to allow something to stand if it was not a veracity. You know, I don't want to just let people say stuff if it's not true. So far, I verified that Elon Musk did lose a child at 10 weeks. I haven't seen personally that he made a pledge because of the dead child to not let Alex Jones back on Twitter and then let him back on. But, you know, seems like it could be true. That's all it takes to be a verified conservative, right? 844-967-2789. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And thank you for the greatest radio show ever. And Happy New Year, crew, and everyone that works at Civic Media. This is the greatest news ever, and I am so excited. Thank you, guys, and keep up the great work. This is wonderful. I hope everybody tells their friends to listen to the rebroadcast, pay attention. You can go also to YouTube and see you guys live. I just love it. So thank you again. I'm so excited. I don't know what to say.
Well,
you have a good, wonderful New Year.
Before you run off to your New Year celebrating, Jeannie, you got to tell me, you got to nominate your winner of 2023. We're winners. Winners get to do what they want. You're a winner, Jeannie, so you get to nominate a fellow, perhaps the winner of 2023. Who won 2023, Jeannie?
Well, I'll tell you guys are winners. But the state of Wisconsin's winners, and so is the United States of America, because you guys brought truth and honesty and great reporting to all the people that turn on to Civic Media. So thank you. We are all the winners, the listeners. Thank you so much, Trudy, and Happy New Year.
Well,
bye.
Thank you, Jeannie. Happy New Year to you as well. And I wasn't really sucking up just for the compliments. I wasn't looking for the lifting up of Civic Media, although I am quite proud of what's been built here and the people and, you know, the network, it's a pretty impressive thing, and it never existed before. And we're turning towards 2024, and I, you know, kind of made this my life's mission somewhere along the way. I feel like it's very important that civic media exists, but we're not the best news of 2024, or pardon me, 2023. Maybe 2024 will take credit for it. But 2023, I've got to throw out what seems to be the most obvious nomination. 2023, not a presidential election year. Not a lot changed, but something did. And it changed in a great way here in the great state of Wisconsin. The court changed the makeup of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And as far as I'm concerned, and, you know, for those listening outside of Wisconsin, I got to tell you, I'm wearing a Badger hat. I'm wearing a red flannel. I'm a total homer. And I care most about what happens in my backyard because it's been such a god-awful place politically to live in. And I love this place. And I'm not leaving it. So I got to suffer through and fight like hell. And finally this year. And, you know, I'm not going to say that civic media was flexing back in the April elections, but I will point out that the devil's advocates have been doing this for a decade or more right here in Madison, Wisconsin. And the overvote in Dane County that carried Justice Janet Protasiewicz to the victory. And the recent resulting MAPS ruling of this new 4-3 liberal turning Wisconsin Supreme Court. I mean, that's the winner of 2023. And when I say the winner, it's not because I'm on the blue team. It's not because, oh, we got our court. That's not what I mean. The winner is small d democracy. The winner is all of us, even Gary and, you know, CJ and everyone that wants representative government. We all win with a new map. And that, of course, stems from the election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And while I certainly would say that Janet Protasiewicz is a far better jurist than Dan Kelly would ever hope to be. And of course, you can't spell Kelly without two L's. Lost that job. Wanted it so bad and lost it twice. He was on that court. Never elected to the court, but he was appointed by Scott Walker, right? But Kelly, twice loser, Dan Kelly, of course, got crushed by Janet Protasiewicz. 11% in the state of Wisconsin is a massive change. And as we see the polling, and as we look forward to what's this mean for 2024. This is not simply a battle between Biden and Trump or Tammy Baldwin and maybe Eric Holtvey or whoever the Republicans put up. It won't matter. They're going to lose to Tammy. But what matters is the issue has not been blunted. Women's reproductive freedoms have not been restored. And the Dobbs decision, this overreach by the U.S. Supreme Court, has motivated voters, and they haven't been codified. Roe has not been codified into the national environment. Hell, in the state of Wisconsin, there's still contentious litigation going on whether or not abortion is even legal. So the fact that Janet Protasiewicz is on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and we've already seen this ruling, new maps for 2024, gives me tons of optimism and confidence about what could be for the state I love so much. And if this is not the winner of 2023, I don't know what is. But, you know, put the devil's advocates down. We'll take a close second. More of us, you on the phones, 844-967-2789. The Great Nate, lightly screening them for the last time this year.
.5 The Tap.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve, but my weekend's going to start tonight. And my little buddy's been weekending since last weekend, so we'll both be back doing live radio for you each and every weekday in 2024, you know, excepting a few Fridays for Dom. But we'll be back on the 2nd of January doing live radio. But today we're taking your winners of 2023, and you're all winners just for listening right now, but you can contribute. You can nominate your winners. I would say Janet Protasiewicz, the issue of women's reproductive rights and their right to abortion, and the resulting turn of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And already we're seeing positive outcomes with the new maps ordered for 2024. So if that ain't a winner, I don't know what is, but I'd love to hear from you at 844-967-2789. Cause this show is about you, Dick from Madison. You out in the garage or are you allowed in the house right now with cold weather?
I'm in the garage. The heater's on. I'm sitting out here. It's definitely exactly, I totally agree. It's the win by Protasiewicz, followed by you guys, the huge expansion. I don't have to tell you. Just think back to 2020 when I was terrified that the whole thing was going to go away. And I'm sure you were too. And I mean, congratulations. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread that you guys are expanding all over the state. We needed something badly, you know, to offset some of the stuff during the Walker years and that constant drumbeat of right-wing radio in this state. And thankfully, you did it.
Well, someone else's money did it, Dick. That Sage guy, he did it.
But it's just, it's great. I mean, you guys put it together, and you should be proud as hell of it. Going into the new year, things are looking good.
Well, of course, I'm proud, Dick. And I don't mean to diminish what has been built here. What is Civic Media? It's certainly a lot more than Crudy, you know, but I never aspired to Civic Media. Maybe I saw it in a fuzzy back of my mind somewhere, Dick. But, you know, I just wanted outlets. I just wanted ways to go out and speak to the people. And you know what I'm looking forward to in 2024, Dick, is, you know, we're taking it on the road again, dude, you know, for the love of democracy tour. And I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa on January 10th and in Dubuque, Iowa on January 15th. And I'm going to be in Nevada for 3 days running up to the primary in February 6th in Nevada. I'm going to be in Michigan. I think Dom's coming to Michigan with me. We're going to be up in Michigan for, you know, 3-4 days. And when we get done, Dick, in Arizona and Super Tuesday and all the different places we intend to visit, and all those same states are going to matter this fall. And we'll make friends and we'll have local journalists. And, you know, if I played my cards right, you know, we'll have a place to go and party in all these swing states this fall. And we'll go take the temperature again in the fall and we'll compare and see, you know, in sort of a pre-Trump conviction environment versus a post-Trump conviction environment, I hope, Dick.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And the garage is still open, too. I mean, it might be, well, you know, it could evolve between here and the backyard, and it would be fun. But, it's just super, and I know I'm talking for all of your regular listeners. It's the greatest thing that happened to the state.
Well, I do, and I appreciate all the kind words, Dick, and I don't mean to minimize the hard work. But again, I don't want to overconflate what it is that I'm doing here. I'm just trying to do a relevant radio show each and every day, and I mean that sincerely. That is the greatest pleasure of my life, is jumping on the radio with my best friend and the great Nate and you, the callers, at 844-967-2789. This is what I get out of bed for in the morning. Right, L.A. Tom? You know that. You know me.
100%, Crudy. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Crudy, you really do need to take your hat off and a bow, because of the fact that you have actually gone throughout the whole state, Arcadia, all over the place, and actually gotten into people. And I think what civic media has done more than anything else is it's brought truth back to conversation. And I think that what it's actually done also is it's brought a pragmatism back to Wisconsinites. And Wisconsinites were not the divide and conquer type of people that Scott Walker wanted to make them. They were the type of people that like to help their neighbors out. And I hope for those people out there that are on the other side, really think about it. You know, at the end of the day, what this really comes down to, which is your family, your friends, you know, having a beer, watching the Packer game, those kinds of things. And you know what? Politics is a very, very big part of that, but it really should be about we the people, not about the people in Washington, not about the people in Madison, but it's about us. And that's what the uprising showed years ago, and that's exactly what civic media and the Devil's Advocate Radio has brought to the country, actually. Because, you know, what happens in Wisconsin, they always knew that they could take advantage of the people of Wisconsin, they could take advantage of people everywhere. Because people in Wisconsin are actually very good-natured, good people. And the Koch brothers and the people knew that if they could take advantage of them through Alec and everything else, that they could take care of everybody. And I'm really happy to see Ron Johnson's going to get his comeuppance, and he's going to get his,
define his comeuppance.
You know, Sergeant Schultz.
I mean, we're still being aspirational that there'll be some criminal consequence for Ron. I don't know that there will, Tom, but, you know, I still think to be publicly exposed as he has been as a willing co-conspirator, you know, I hope that bears some weight in case he, you know, was willing to consider a fourth run someday in the future.
I do know this, Crudy. Every person that you actually had on audio today sure sounded pretty guilty to me. You know, not one of them sounded like they were confident that they were, whether it's, you know, Cheese Bro or any of these other ones, they all sounded pretty guilty to me. But thank you, civic media. Thank you, Crudy. And thank you, Dom. And thank you, what's his name? Sage. And also for the app. For the streaming app.
Oh, that's all Sage. You know, I'm a radio guy.
Because
Sage brought the tech.
I'm out here in California, and I listen to you guys every day, and it just makes me feel like I'm at home. So I hope everybody, really supports the Civic Media app as well, and gets it out to all the people that left Wisconsin and still has ties back home. Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Yeah, back at you, Tom. And Tom, look at your calendar. Like third week of February, we're going to be out in Southern Cali. Come out and visit Kelsey Kid, and maybe stop in and say hi to L.A. Tom and Mark. Appreciate your call. We'll get to many of your calls here in just a minute, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. My little buddy Dominic would say, whatever gets you through the night. That's sort of a catch-all he likes to say. And the chancellor of the fine university that both Dom and I graduated from has been fired for participating in porn videos. And never have I missed Dom more than for this conversation. Come on back, the winners of 2023, and joke out us porn right here on the Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Border states continue to bus migrants to northern cities, says CBS New York's Astrid Martinez.
New York City saw nearly 15,000 new arrivals this month. But it's not alone. Close to 2,000 in Chicago and 5,000 in Denver.
Maine's elected Democratic Secretary of State says the insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment makes former President Trump ineligible to be on the Republican primary ballot. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
She also, understanding the import of this rule, stayed the decision pending judicial review in the Maine courts, knowing that this is just the first step of an overall review.
Troops are being positioned to evacuate Americans from Lebanon if necessary, says CBS's David Martin.
Two amphibious ships carrying 1,500 sailors and Marines, along with jet fighters, helicopters, and armored vehicles, have transited the Suez Canal from the Red Sea into the eastern Mediterranean.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden called the recently passed former U.S. Senator Herb Kohl one of the finest people he ever worked with. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler.
The only person that he was working for was you, the voter. It wasn't about special interests or about big money donors or anything else. He was there to do the work because he loved Wisconsin and he wanted to lift Wisconsin up.
Flags around Wisconsin are lowered to half staff until after Kohl's funeral. He died Wednesday after a brief illness. Kohl was 88. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstedt is filing a petition with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to try and keep Donald Trump's name off Wisconsin's presidential ballots next year. The commission has already rejected the petition, though it is likely to end up in the courts. I'm Nate Buggyhout, Civic Media News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, mid-20s, a light northwest wind. On your Friday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies with upper 30s in the late day. Saturday, a few more clouds and a little cooler, with highs in the middle 30s. Right now, it's 28.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Thursday happier happy hour, rolling through it without my little buddy, but I got the great Nate screening the calls ever so lightly. We'll take your nominees for winner of 2023, the best of 2023. And I have been monitoring the text line. Always appreciate the text as well. Jeff from Shorewood. Crudy, are you on Civic Media for the C-SPAN thing? If I hadn't mentioned it and you were unaware, I've been mentioning it occasionally. I'm on C-SPAN on January 1st, 8:30 a.m. And no, that will not be simulcast on the Civic Media, but I'm pretty sure we'll pull clips and make fun of Crudy on the first live show of the year, January 2nd, when Dom returns from wherever he's been. Also, there are some questions about the Packers game on New Year's Eve. Yes, they will play on the radio stations, the WRJN, the Big Q, 98.3 in the Northwoods, WRCO 100.9. But no, unfortunately, the Packers do not stream, nor will the Badger Bowl game. Apparently, we cannot stream the Badger Bowl game. So get up early, watch Crudy on the C-SPAN, and then listen to the Badger Bowl game on the radio or watch it on the TVs, you know, as you do. 844-967-2789. What else we got? Cheese Bro going to roll over like a puppy looking for a belly rub. Oh, he's well on his way. Here's one. Does this mean by order that because the incumbent ran unopposed, CJ maintains the title of D-bag of the year? Last year, we took nominees and the audience overwhelmingly nominated and elected CJ D-bag of the year. And I would say perhaps a few more passing along a little bit of love. Love Jeannie can tell how excited she is from the tone of her voice. Glad you are a part of the Civic family and part of the greatest show on the radio. Well, we appreciate all the contributors. What else? Got to tell you, Crudy, I'm the winner of 2023. This from Jeff from Sherwood. My sister turned me on to you and that slacker Dom. I better because of it. Yes, you are, Jeff. Here's an unpopular opinion, according to the texter at the WMDX. But CJ gets to be the winner this year, because I believe he sat down and had a real conversation with you in person not that long ago, if I'm correct on that. But it takes courage after last year's award. Now, can we open up his ears and eyes more? Well, he did, in fact, have a conversation with me, relatively human, although CJ is going to vote for Trump, so he's not going to be one of the winners of 2023, I can assure you. But, you know, just for having the conversation with yours truly, I think he was a winner. And those that listen to it on the radio, well, I'm afraid you'll never get that hour of your life back. But thanks. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the real people. That's you on the phones, like Kelly, who's got a winner for 2023 nominee. Kelly, who is it?
I feel like the big win for Ruby Freeman and Seamus down in Georgia against Rudy Giuliani. That was a big win, and I think it's just part of a bunch of, you know, the puzzle is starting to come apart, and I have a good feeling that was just one of the puzzle pieces.
Well, that's it, but it's not a real win, though, Kelly. I mean, they were given a judgment for $148 million. Like, you won the lottery. And the guy that's supposed to pay you went and declared bankruptcy the next day. So it's sort of a moral victory, but it's not going to be an actual financial victory for them, will it?
It will be, because you cannot, any judgments are not included in a bankruptcy. And the judge expedited the payment just last week. So those ladies are getting paid, and I am raising a glass to them. And everybody, Happy New Year, and thanks for all you do. So,
well, Kelly from Madison, you're a winner just for participating today. 844-967-2789. Rudy was nearly the biggest loser of 2023. I think many had fun with the Rudy So Broke joke day we had very recently. If you haven't heard that one, maybe we'll play that one over the holidays. I had a lot of fun that day. Tom from New Berlin. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rudy.
Hey,
I
Tom.
At, Roman Coin.
Nice.
Hey, I was at Roman Coin this year with you this summer, July, I think it was.
Maybe. Buddy, we'll be back. We'll be back about RNC time, I suspect. When the RNC comes to town, Crudy and Dom will be back at the coin partying for Scherzies.
I think Katrina was there. I think she was. Well, she gave me cookies, didn't she?
A lot of people. Oh, Karina. Yeah, Karina gave me cookies. Yeah, she was there. Very nice lady.
Katrina, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm maybe darling that. That was so cool. You guys are just great. Dick from Madison, spot on. You, when you were in the business of this not happening anymore, and it was your charisma that made it with you and Dom. Believe me, that's what I feel. And Dick knows what I'm saying. So thank you. And a winner is all the people that love Civic Media. Well, have a good year. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Very nice of you to say. My wife would disagree with you completely on the whole charisma point. You know, she loves me for my good looks. 844-967-2789. I cannot even say that with a straight face because I can see myself in the monitor here and I know that is not the truth. Luckily, my wife has astigmatisms. 844-967-2789. Sharky from Racine. Welcome, Sharky. What do you got for us?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'm dancing in my diapers right now, having my third beer and enjoying the supper that I'm going to have, listening to the good news today from your hard work. I mean, I'm just giddy. I am giddy.
You're talking about the news, the CNN first reported news, the Kenneth Cheesebro sort of testifying to all the malfeasance done, the electoral coup that Ron Johnson was more than willing to participate in. Is that what's got you dancing in the streets tonight?
Well, you know, I've been following him ever since that sexual assault happened in Waukesha and went all the way to Washington, D.C., and Johnson didn't do his job. You know, and so I tell you, Johnson's not a favorite of mine. And let's, you know, it's good to know that someone's watching, and you guys are certainly watching. And I am thankful. I am truly thankful for this season, for what your station, what you and your compadres are doing. You know, I had the 40 years in law enforcement and the legal system, and I've learned a whole lot. Some I wish I didn't ever have to know. But you guys are doing it. I'm hoping for the best. May the good people work it out, come together, and make this country better. And then we're going in the wrong direction. But let's turn the corner. And the sarcasm that you bring me, I thought I was a smart butt in the pot here. I love it. I love it. So you keep going, and I'm hoping. You know, we invited Sammy. We had Earl, and we had Sandy over, and we're seeing. We brought him down to the dish.
Awesome.
And we had breakfast with him. And I'm welcoming you. If you guys want to show up at 8 o'clock tomorrow or Saturday on the dish. And we'd love to have you there. And it was a great meeting. My people were loving it. There was great conversation. And, you know, Chris Morrill, I believe I went to high school with him, and he graduated with me.
The guy that works at Civic Media, he's the sales director.
Yes. Yes. What a wonderful guy. Bright guy in high school. Racine J.I. Case. These are good people. And you know what? I am truly, the word I'm using tonight is giddy. And if I had the Ed Schultz shirt on you gave me, I believe it was you. You sent it to me in the mail. I'd be wearing it right now and in my diaper, and I'd be dancing in the streets, man.
Steph, give me that image of you in a diaper, man, because you make me think of Trump.
May the force be with you.
Be well, Sharky. Happy New Year's. Please keep listening. And hope we continue to make you giddy with the breaking news, because I'm not going to say the stars are aligning, but the legal challenges are beginning to align. The the coup plot, the January 6th, and I don't mean the simple insurrection of the violent mob. I'm talking about the top-down procedural coup with all the conspirators, including U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And you may have noted, we haven't had Ron back since the January 6th. And I vacillate on this point. I think actually Ron was invited on the Earl Ingram show, or his staff invited Ron on the Earl Ingram show. And Ron, I saw him before the election of 2022, I guess it would have been. And I've seen him out in the field, and he knows me, and I know him. But this is sort of a game changer for us. And it's been hard because we don't want to draw lines and say, well, you crossed that line, so you can't be my friend anymore. But Ron kind of crossed that line, and he ain't our friend anymore. But you know, a line you could cross, and I wouldn't hold it against you, if you were the chancellor of a UW system university, like the fine one that I graduated from, the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Dom also went there for his undergrad degree. But Joe Gow, the chancellor there, and he was not the chancellor when I graduated. I did look at my diploma today, just in case I got to put it on the resume. Never can tell what 2024 could bring, but Judith Kuipers was the chancellor, and nobody wanted to see Judith in porn, but apparently the now former chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and this, I can't not talk about this, the man's been fired for porn, and he has few regrets. The latest from the Journal Sentinel. I want to share this with you folks because it's my last day before the, you know, the holiday end and then the Packer game and the Badger game and then a little trip to C-SPAN, and then we'll tell you all about it on January 2nd. But let me tell you about the former chancellor at UW-La Crosse and his troubled career in porn. Joe Gow has just one regret about the recent sex videos that ended his 17-year career as the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. He wished he hadn't self-censored that part of his life for so long, fearing a secret would lead to him being shunned by the higher education community. No, I bet he gets invited to lots of parties now. After years of hearing UW leaders profess the importance of free speech, Gow decided to test that commitment. He felt the timing was apt with months left in his chancellorship and plans to return next fall as a faculty member. I felt a little more open about the let's raise these free speech issues and see how the board responds. And now we know. Well, I guess you do know. He talked it over with his wife. They decided, let's be more open. So Gow spoke with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last night. Minutes after learning of his termination, the news stunned him. I did not expect that we'd end up where we are now. I thought at least the board, given their staunch support of free speech, would be a little more understanding. But clearly, that's not the case. UW leaders use words like abhorrent and reckless and disgusted to describe Gow's actions and their reactions. The law firm will conduct a full investigation. Gow said he didn't know how the UW system officials became aware of the videos, which were all posted within the past 2 months. No one at the UW system or on the Board of Regents had asked about his hobby, he said. Oh, he's got a hobby. I would say that anything I do or my wife and I do, we do as citizens in the United States who have the freedom of the First Amendment to the Constitution to create and publish books and videos that explore consensual adult sexuality. That's my kind of chancellor. I can't believe this guy's out. You know, if Dom was here right now, he'd be saying, whatever gets you through the night, man, whatever gets you through the night. Do you not have the freedom to do as you want in your bedroom as the chancellor of a UW system school? I mean, this seems like private activity. Where's Jeff Scott Olson? Keeps trying to get us in trouble, Dom and I. You know, Dom's just the sort of guy to do it. Some sort of naked pornography action, some free speech action. Well, we got to learn from the chancellor, Joe Gow. He was not the chancellor when I was there, but he seems super cool, and I wish he was. Come back one last segment this year. Your opinions. Nominate your winner of 2023 right here on the Devil's Advocates, 844-96. It's a party.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last live edition of 2023. Glad you've been a part. Really enjoyed this year. And we are declaring, Janet Protasiewicz, the winner of 2023. And the new court decision, new maps for 2024, gives me new optimism. Can't wait to go out there and kick ass in 2024. Go on the road, the For the Love of Democracy tour. I'm going to have a lot of fun. And you still have time to be a part of this at 844-967-2789. You're always a winner just for playing. But this regent, the former chancellor of UW-LaCrosse, my son's eagerly anticipating his admittance packet from UW-LaCrosse. You know, he's gotten into a few of his other schools, but, you know, wants to follow in Dad and Uncle Nick's footsteps. Dominic used to be Nick in college. I don't know if you people know this, but want to follow in Dad and Uncle Nick's footsteps, be a legacy. Follow us to LaCrosse, beautiful city, God's country. Dana knows he lives up there full time. But I wonder if it will affect his opinion to find out the chancellor has been fired for expressing free speech through online porn videos.
I am a star. I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a star. I am a big, bright, shining star.
Oh, we'll be shining brightly in 2024. A little more from the coverage at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We have people on the board that say they're for free speech, but they really aren't. Free speech is a topic of particular importance to the Republican-controlled legislature that holds the UW system's purse strings. The UW regents have championed freedom of expression in recent years by producing annual reports, conducting a student survey, and hosting free speech events across the state. Just this month, Gal sat through a free speech panel the board hosted, which featured both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. His takeaway from the panel: I felt very confident that these videos and books could be in the world and people would not take issue with it. Talking about misreading the room. Everyone should be able to talk freely about human sexuality, Gao said. His previous attempt misfired when he invited adult film actress Nina Hartley to speak on campus in 2018. If you don't recall, folks, Joe Gao back in 18 got a formal reprimand and was denied a pay raise just for having a porn star speak on campus. That's before he started starring in porn. He said it was, Gao said he was treated very poorly over the episode that attracted national headlines. It has colored how I approach this current situation. It has not, I don't think. I just think we have people on the board that say they're for free speech, but they really aren't, and I don't know how they will explain this. He called for a public hearing for students, faculty, and staff to weigh in on what's appropriate free speech, asked if people in public positions like himself should be subject to different standards of what is considered appropriate behavior. Gao said it's important for leaders in prominent positions to encourage conversations about free speech. So what's going to be next for Gao? Well, is he concerned? They're calling this his private hobby, about his private hobby tarnishing his 17-year legacy in lacrosse. He said only that he would like to be remembered as somebody that promoted this fearless sifting and winnowing, referring to the UW metaphor, a metaphor about the academic pursuit of truth. Gao shrugged off questions about whether he will continue his films. He's always been a boundary pusher. I don't know. You know, I'm 63. We'll see where I'll go.
I have to ask, did you watch the video?
I have not seen the video. Have you seen the video?
For journalistic reasons.
You have viewed former Chancellor Gao's porn video?
They're up. They're pretty easy to find once you know how to look for them.
Let's not encourage folks.
They include a half-hour-long cooking video, fully clothed.
Well, that's like on YouTube or something, though, right?
No, this is on the sites.
The sites.
Except then the cooking video sort of transitions to something else.
Now, are they cooking with other porn performers? That's my understanding.
I believe in some of their videos they do, yes.
And then they transition from the kitchen to the bedroom, or do they just work it out in the kitchen right there?
You know, I sort of just skipped around a little bit just
to
see.
That's what everybody does when they watch porn, man. Come on.
I didn't see where the transition was.
Oh, did it for journalistic purposes. Thank God we had you on that wall. Joe Gao, the former chancellor of UW Lacrosse, out for making porn. And I do not support this decision of the Board of Regents. I'd have kept him on. Hell, I'd have given the man a raise. The kids need to know. Like, the kids aren't accessing the porn anyways. They got a phone in their pocket. Some kid probably found this.
That I believe that has to be what happened, is some kid was
looking around
on OnlyFans. Because he is also on OnlyFans.
Oh, is that one of the sites you were mentioning?
Oh, that's one of them.
One of them. Okay. Okay.
They're on all sorts. They're on a whole bunch of sites I saw. But yeah, so I'm guessing a student or something had to have seen. Now, as also a UW lacrosse alum who did have Joe Gao as his chancellor.
You had former Chancellor Gao as your chancellor. I had Judith Kuipers. But quick story. What is it? What can you tell me about porn star / former Chancellor Gao?
So he is in a band. I don't remember what his band is called, but for freshman orientation every year, he has an event called Chillin' with the Chancellor, where for the entire incoming freshman class, he will play his blues guitar for everyone, who will listen to one song and then everyone left. So
are you sure it's not a swing band?
That was a good one.
844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're going to have the final say of 2023, at least on this show, man. What do you got for us?
Hey, Judge Janet, hands down, in Wisconsin Supreme Court, because we got democracy back, which is totally, totally awesome. And I'd like to point out my favorite caller, and you have many, many of them. But I got to go with Joel from Madison. And Happy New Year, Cody.
Back at you, Wisco Paul. Hope you have a wonderful New Year's. Thanks for listening, man. I know you're one of our favorites. Here's one of my favorite texts of the year. As 2023 comes to an end, we should recognize Scott Walker as the perennial Wisconsin loser of all time. Scott Walker, the Wisconsin loser emeritus, once a loser, forever a loser. He's the wanker. That is a well-phrased tax. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Check me out on C-SPAN New Year's Day boarding 8:30. I know you won't get up, but we'll play it for you on the second when Dom's back. Stick around. Black Convergence, the Maggie Dawn Show, Raised in the Wisco.
And tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News